It's a hard reality to know you're getting older, but we all have to go through it, and with it comes aches and pains with every single step, it seems like. But the good part is the pains are fixable if you take the time to stop by Titan MRI. There's lots of us out there that think we can handle the pain or it'll eventually go away, but what you may not realize, you could be ruining yourself for many years to come. So if you're just scared, don't be. Go see Joe and the crew at Titan MRI. Their entire mindset is finding out what you need to feel better, and the process is as easy as walking into the swamp and smiling. With an average scan time of just 10 to 15 minutes, you can knock it out on your lunch break before the boss even knows you're gone. Titan MRI is the only locally owned and operated MRI center in town, and their staff has more than 20 years of experience in the Gainesville community. And if you're worried about not having insurance, don't be. That's never a problem at Titan MRI, and they'll even have your scan read same day. So tell your doctor, refer you to Titan MRI, or call them at 672-6644 today.
Red 80!
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk, Steve Russell, and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it, you got it!
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI and Silverback Concrete.
The ball is loose on the ground, and the Gators have it!
Let's head out to Coach's podcasting room at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill in Celebration Point to join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Hello and welcome to another Inside the Huddle radio podcast radio show live from Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. I am always pleased to be joined by the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, and the Gator QB, Shane Matthews. I'm Steve Russell. We thank you for listening today. We have a lot to go over in what was an eventful week one. And as a lot of week ones are, some surprises, some upsets we'll talk about, and we'll look ahead to week two. But guys, first, let's talk Florida here. First game, sometimes you have to get kinks worked out, but all the talk, you guys should know, the quarterback position. So I'll let the quarterbacks go at it here as far as what you saw.
Obviously, Emory didn't throw it all that well. But other than that, it was his first game as a starter. Maybe they can get him a little bit more accurate in practice this week and so forth. I'm sure he's probably still going to be the starter. But Anthony Richardson is a talent. We all know that now. And we'll just have to see how it plays out. But I sort of expect both of them to play a whole lot this week against South Florida.
I agree with Coach. I think they're both going to play probably the entire year. People forget Emory's Dan's big-time recruit. It's his first recruit. He's going to give him every opportunity. He struggled a little bit. Neither one of them threw the ball great. But, yeah, they're both tremendous runners. And, you know, Anthony made that long run. It was a great play call because of the formation. FAU didn't know how to line up to it. And then we all saw the hurdle, which I think that's what got fans excited, which, as Coach said, he's very talented. But for Florida to have the year they want to have, we got to complete balls on a regular basis.
Coach, you played two quarterbacks. You alternated quarterbacks sometimes. I mean, I think fans sometimes think that's not a good thing, but if that's the best thing for your football team on that particular week, isn't that what you should do as a coach?
Yeah, but I didn't do it all season now.
True,
usually,
that's true.
Usually you figure out which one is a little bit better than the other, and you give him every opportunity to be the quarterback. Even when Terry Dean and Danny Warfel played, one game I rotated them up at Kentucky, the game that Doring caught the touchdown, and we threw seven interceptions but still won the game. And Danny was sort of the last man standing. When I looked around to see who'd put in, he said, "Coach, I'm ready. Let's go." I said, "Oh, you're in then." So Danny went in and then earned the spot until he got hurt, I think, late in the year there. And then Terry Dean played extremely well, the SEC championship game and the Sugar Bowl. Two big wins for our school. But you'd like to have one guy that you say, hey, he's the best, but maybe if he's having a bad day or something, the other guy's ready to go in there.
All right, let's do our Play of the Week, brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. You can put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union. I think we all would agree what the Play of the Week would be, at least for Florida, but, you know.
Oh, this is – we had to pick a Florida one?
No.
Yeah, I have actually two, Steve. One was last night. I don't know if everybody saw it, but it was a – from about the 15-yard line, they called – Ole Miss called a quarterback draw. Corral dropped back and then started to run, and right before at the line of scrimmage, he did a little drop shot. It got called back because they had a lineman downfield, but I loved that play. I thought it was designed beautifully. But the play of the week were the Georgia Bulldogs with the pick six. That's the play of the week because they didn't. Nobody scored an offensive touchdown, and if they don't make that play, they don't win the game.
Yeah, might have gone into 3-3 overtime,
yeah.
Huh? I tell you, there was a lot of big plays of the week, in my opinion. I'll pick one that I'll draw up here a little later. And that's Ohio State hit a long touchdown pass against Minnesota to help win that game. What's happening, Steve, is the really good teams, they have these plays where you got a chance to hit 50-yard passes and throw it down there. Kentucky hit a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, your team that
used, I like them now,
used
Coach.
To not throw it. You're right. They've learned how to throw the ball. They've got a new guy. And I'm telling you, everybody's got guys that can run and catch. And you get a coach in there that knows how to pass protect, knows how to tell his quarterback the timing of the routes and so forth, and you can hit these big plays. And you hit two or three 50-yard passes in a game, it's hard to lose. So look for more and more of that in college football now.
And I'll take the easy way out with Richardson's play. I mean, that, you know.
Which one, though, Steve?
Well, the leap.
Oh, the hurdle?
The leap, yeah.
The Grant Holloway?
Yeah, that's the one.
That was only a 10-yard game.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one was, what, 73?
Yeah. But that leap got everybody.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Ooh, and on.
People love the leap.
Yeah, no question. Mm-hmm. All right, now, time for Questions of the Week, brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet, Mazda, and Cadillac. If you have questions, you can send them to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. So let's get to the questions here. Joy Jones says, Coach, we have different hours at Spurrier's for game weekends. I especially enjoy hearing your voice on your restaurant's answering machine. Go Gators.
I didn't know that was a positive, but I'll take it. Yeah, thanks.
So we have different hours on weekends, longer hours, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Key in Jacksonville. Glad to see Urban back in the swamp. How do you think he'll do with the Jags?
Well, I've said from the beginning, I think they'll probably win half of them. 8-8 would be a good start. But time will tell how they do. But, you know, I think they're right in the middle of the pack right now. And if their quarterback and receivers and defense and all that come together, if they can win a lot of close games, who knows how well they can do. But they've got an opportunity, I think, to win at least half of them.
Well, guys, this is the question of the day from Gail. Who should be QB1 going forward? Do you think Emery settles down, or did Richardson take the starting position?
Well, I still think a lot of football is to be played. I mean, again, it's as Coach said earlier, we all know Anthony Richardson, a talented kid. But I have a hard time getting excited. Because my definition of the quarterback is a guy who's going to throw the football, maybe run it here and now. I keep going back. We got two great runners at that position, but we got to complete some balls to be a good offense. And Anthony's got a good arm. He completed the one ball down the sideline for about 36 yards, missed a couple other ones. But still a lot of football to be played. I don't think we'll find out a lot about our team this week because South Florida is not very talented. I think you'll see them both play.
Yeah, I think Emery will still be the starter just because it's his fourth year here. He's waited his turn, and he was one of Dan Mullen's top recruits a while back and so forth. So I think he's the starter. I think they both will play, and the guy plays the best eventually is going to play most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, and I'll answer that question. It is too early. Because you just have to wait to see. It's 1 week.
Well, the people got excited for the hurdle.
Yeah.
And that we ain't going to hurdle a whole lot of people from the quarterback position.
No. Lou in Gainesville, we went from throwing for 400 yards last year to running for 400 yards. Can we win in the SEC without a dominant passing game?
Yeah, we played a team that wasn't all that strong up front to FAU. So if we can run for 400 2 weeks from now when Alabama comes in, we will have a heck of a team. So you got to always sometimes look at the opponent. But like Shane said, we got to throw. We got to throw completions. College football nowadays is scoring some points. That Clemson-Georgia game was maybe the ugliest game.
Steve Russell liked
State,
that.
Wisconsin,
Steve Russell liked that, coach.
State Wisconsin coach. That was bad, too.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, too. There's some good defenses out there. You're right. But normally the team that can score in the 40s and so forth, occasionally 50s and stuff, they're going to be there at the end of the season.
Allen in Gainesville, we cost ourselves with three late hit penalties. Was that just jitters, or should we be worried about that?
Was that late in the game? Yeah. I don't remember those. Half. So it's probably some of those young guys that finally got an opportunity flying around and just probably were out of control a little bit.
Yeah, and I tell you what, just targeting all the calls around the country. Shoot, last night there was four in the first half of that Louisville-Ole Miss game. And they were all correct. You cannot duck your head and hit guys with the crown of your helmet. And if you do that, you're out of the game. So our coaches all around the country really need to emphasize that to their defensive players.
Coach, do you think they need to change the rule on that? Maybe like technical fouls where you get a 15-yard targeting, okay, you still stay in the game, but it's still 15 yards, but you get another one, then you're ejected.
That would make more sense. Maybe the guy would learn after the first one. Everybody knows the rules, and it's a strict rule. It really is, so you got to keep that head up.
That one targeting, those two dudes went at the same time. I thought they were going to call targeting on both of them for a second there.
I thought they could have.
Yeah.
Because they both went head first, crown first in there. I thought they could have, but they picked one, I guess, and gave it to him.
Luke and Micanopy, how incredible was it to see the Swamp full again, 86,000 strong? How does that affect the team?
Well, I think anytime you have energy like that in a stadium, it brings more out of your players. And I think the defensive guys usually feed off it more. Because defense is a little bit different than offense where you have to think. But, yeah, that's what college football is all about, is the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was wonderful to see crowds all over the country. In fact, one of the early games, Michigan, I think they played Western Michigan. Mm-hmm. You know how many they had at their ballpark? 107,000 Michigan Wolverines were at that game.
That's a sellout.
That's amazing. And I didn't realize they have led college football in attendance 43 out of the last 46 years. Michigan. Now, you would think with all those people and all that money, they might beat Ohio State one of these days. But they've got everything up there now. You talk about stadium size and money and all that. But anyway, they were the top team in attendance this past week.
I hope I have this right. I think it's Eliza in St. Pete. I heard the ESPN announcers talking about your restaurant on TV, Coach. I've heard a lot of great word of mouth locally, too. What's your favorite dish in your restaurant?
Oh, I've got too many favorites. I'm sort of more of a fish guy with the mahi and the scallops dish is awfully good. And then there's a seafood casserole. But if you like steaks, we got a nice small filet steak that everybody's raving about. But, yeah, we've been received very well by all the people in this area, and a lot of people from out of town come into the restaurant. So we're thrilled the way it's open, but we got to keep going, just like a football season. If you're 4-0 or 5-0, thus far you're doing okay, but you got to finish, and we got a wonderful group of employees here. So I think we'll continue doing the best we can here with the restaurant.
Gene and Archer, heard you with Coach Mullen Thursday on Gator Talk, saw you with Urban on Saturday. What's your relationship with those guys? You still draw up ball plays for them?
I did give Urban one ball play, but I don't think it's going in. But, it was a play we used with the Apollos down there. But anyway, if you give a play to NFL coach, his offensive coordinator, they very seldom, if they see one they like, they'll put it in, but it's hard to suggest plays to some people that feel like they've seen every play there is.
Robbie and Valdosta, what do you think of the Alabama-Miami game? Is Miami that bad? Is Alabama that good? Do you think we have a chance against the Tide?
Oh, yeah, we got a chance. We got a chance. We got to play very well and maybe hope they don't play very well. People ask me all the time, how'd you beat Alabama at South Carolina when they were number one in the nation? I said, Our quarterback played the best game of his life. Lattimore scored 3 touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey, our top players, made big plays. And they played poorly. They missed an extra point. They tried a fake field goal, didn't make it when they really didn't have to. And McElroy took 7 sacks. So our defense played very well also. You do that, score touchdowns, we beat them 35-21. Now I wouldn't want to play them the best 3 out of 4, but that day was our day.
Yep.
So
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. That day, you play better than the other guy. Yep. Get a few breaks, and maybe he doesn't. And you got to believe that can happen. So if you believe it's got a chance to happen, then we got a chance to beat him.
I was going to bring this up to both of you later, but Armando and Boca Raton did. LSU didn't impress on the West Coast. Was it the travel, or is it Coach O? Are they going to have a long season on the Bayou?
I think they're going to have a long season, Steve. I kind of bought into that they were going to be much better this year, but defensively, guys were still running wide open. Offensively, struggled here and there. I think LSU could be in trouble.
Yeah, I thought they would be a little stronger, maybe defensively and so forth, and I think we all missed that pick. We all thought LSU would be the more physical team. But UCLA is a good team, and they held on and played better than LSU. So time will tell, but LSU does not have that offense with Joe Burrow and Jefferson and all those receivers. That's what carried them, 2 years ago?
Did you see where Chip Kelly had Emory and Henry?
Did he put it in?
It was out there, yeah. They had Emory and Henry.
Wow. Did they use that term?
I don't know what they called it, but it was the same formation.
Okay.
Let's see. Carl in Gainesville, play calling seemed vanilla Saturday. Do you think coach is keeping it simple, or maybe hiding plays for the Bama game?
Oh, I don't know how simple it was. Actually, I was in the office yesterday, and the replay was on, and I watched the fourth quarter. I tell you the truth, I left to beat the crowd the fourth quarter. But anyway, I saw a play out of empty set. He had all 4 receivers to one side. And I think it was a 4th and 5 play. We hit the guy down the boundary for the first down. It was a big play in the game. So, I mean, he didn't hold back all of his, not a trick play, but a different play that has a chance for a big gainer. So I'll tell you what, I wrote that one down, and I'll give that one to somebody that'll use it someday.
I hope I have the name right. Samesh in Gainesville. Yeah. FSU went wide left again. They played great in the second half. But is that because Norvell has himself a team, or is Notre Dame overrated?
Well, I think FSU is vastly improved. I think that the transfers that they've brought in helped their team out. I think Notre Dame's pretty good. I like their quarterback a lot. I thought he threw the ball extremely well.
Yep.
And I was kind of pulling for FSU, which I've never done my entire life because of Mackenzie Milton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, FSU had a chance to win the game. They got athletes. Team speed. They really messed up a whole bunch there in the first half, you know, the snap, dropping it, and this, that, and the other. They were going backwards on first down a lot. But then Mackenzie Milton got in there, and they easily could have won. They've had some tough luck, especially in overtime up there.
Yeah, field goals.
Yeah.
But Shane and I, Coach, yesterday had the same thought process. Watching them at the beginning, it looked like that was the worst coach team in the world. It looked like Willie Taggart was there again, but they snapped out of it.
Yeah.
They just didn't start well. Heather in Orlando, Coach, I saw you tweet about the 95-96 reunion. What's one of your favorite games from that time? You know, we all love that Tennessee game from 95.
Yeah, that was a good one in 95. That 95 team was one of the best in school history. I'm telling you, the closest game we had was 11-point victory over FSU, last game of the season, and I think they were number 3 in the nation at that time. But that was the first undefeated regular season in school history, and they're still the only team that went undefeated and won the SEC. Urban had an undefeated team in 09 and lost to Alabama in the SEC game. So we're going to try to give those guys a lot of credit and celebrate what they did. 96 team, of course, national champ team will be here. They've had a whole bunch of celebrations, and they've been honored a lot. But both those teams were very similar. The 95 team had to play that Nebraska team, and we had a bad night coaching, playing, everything. But anyway, 2 of the best teams I've ever coached were the 95 and 96 team.
Finally, TJ in Madison, I'm no FSU fan, but watching Milton come back and play was inspirational. What a comeback story. How well do you think he plays after the layoff?
Well, I'm not sure what their plan was because, you know, Mackenzie Milton was never going in that game unless the kid's helmet doesn't come off. His helmet comes off with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And usually when a guy's helmet comes off, he goes out for a play and they send him back in. Well, they never sent him back in. And my question would be, if I was covering Florida State, is ask Norvell, why didn't you put Milton in earlier in the game?
Yeah, that was a little odd.
It was very strange.
All right, those are our questions of the week, brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet, Mazda, and Cadillac. And again, questions for the ball coach, questions at InsideTheHuddleHBC.com. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have much more here Inside the Huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up.
Celebration Point is where Gators come to celebrate. With premium brands like Regal Cinemas, Bass Pro Shops, Nike, Le Macaron French Pastries, International Diamond Center, and Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Make your reservations today at SpurriersGridironGrill.com. We'll see you at Celebration Point, where Gators come to celebrate.
Can't find the new car or truck you want? No worries. Introducing Your Way Express Ordering from Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. Now get your new Chevy in your color with your options. All it takes is a quick visit to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet or a few clicks at GainesvilleChevy.com. Shopping pre-owned? We've got them. All the most popular models, plus certified pre-owned Chevys with 6-year, 100,000-mile warranties. So don't compromise. Get the newer pre-owned Chevy you want the way you want it. Now at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, North Main Street, and at GainesvilleChevy.com.
Crime Prevention Security Systems has provided security and life safety to families and businesses in Gainesville and surrounding areas since 1975. Their mobile app makes security and home automation easy to use and affordable. With fast access to lighting control, doorbell cameras, and thermostats, crime prevention, security, and so much more. Contact them today, 352-376-1499 or cpss.net.
This is Florida Gator Jeff Cardozo, and if you want free tickets to any UF sporting event, there is only one place to score them. Meldon Law is the only official personal injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, and they're giving away tickets to all the games. Just go to MeldonLaw.com or visit the Meldon Law Facebook page to enter for your chance to see a game down where the old Gators play. So if you bleed orange and blue, Meldon Law is the firm for you.
This is Florida Gator head football coach Dan Mullen. Join me every Monday afternoon at 1 for my weekly press conference right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.
And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards, and that's why they're the number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. By the way, just a quick note. For the Gator game this Saturday, the restaurant here is going to be open at 12:30 to accommodate fans that want to come in and eat and watch the game. That'll be 12:30 this Saturday here. The restaurant will open up. All right, time now, guys, for our Team of the Week, brought to you by Celebration Point, home of Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Celebration Point, where Gators come to celebrate. Shaner, Team of the Week.
Boy, there's a lot of them out there. I'm going to go with the UCLA Bruins. I didn't think they'd do what they did at LSU. Chip Kelly's got them rolling right now.
Coach, what do you got?
I tell you what, since Shane took them, I'm going to take the Montana Grizzlies. Is that their nickname?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They beat Washington. They were 22-point underdogs. And if you've never been a 22-point underdog, Steve, and you win a game, that's fun. It's fun. When I coached at Duke, we had a chance to do that. I think we did it once. But it's fun when you are a big underdog and win the game. So those Montana guys, I bet they're still celebrating. And they'll have a tough time getting ready to play this week, whoever they play. But what a victory for Montana.
You know, I'm going to go the opposite way of this because Montana was kind of mine. I'm going to go Alabama. And the reason I'm going Alabama is they went out and just took care of business. They took a Miami team, which was supposed to be, you know, a top 15 national team, and just destroyed them. And they looked like they were on all cylinders. And sometimes that first week, you know, new guys, whatever, they looked really sharp. So I'm going to go with Alabama. That's our
Well, now what has Miami done all that great that you thought that was such a good victory?
Well, no, it was where they were ranked. I'm with you. I think they're the most overrated team in the country, Coach. I'm right with you. But where the experts had them ranked, you know, it was 12th, wasn't it? When they're going in?
Were they top 25?
They were 12th, I think. So that's why. Okay. If you're supposed to be the 12th ranked team and you play like that.
You should be better than
that. Yeah, exactly, Coach. You're making my point. Yeah, so there's no doubt about that. Okay, now let's go Coach of the Week. Brought to you by Ruse Ogra State Farm Insurance. State Farm agent Ruse Ogra is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. Coach of the Week.
Mine's Will Healy from Charlotte. They upset Duke. I think that's their first win over a Power 5 team. And, their program's only been playing D1 ball for not many years.
About five, six years.
Yeah, so I got the 49ers.
Yep. I'm going to go with Sarkisian at Texas. Sark, a little pressure on him playing a good Louisiana team. And Texas looked good. Their defense played extremely well, had a good, solid victory. I tell you, the Auburn coach had a good opening game also. Brian Harsin, I think, is his name. So the Auburn people and the Texas people are fired up right now.
Brian Harsin made Bo Nix into a really, really accurate quarterback. Coach, you mentioned we were off air. Shannon, wasn't he 20 of 22? And Coach said, it's hard to do on air. That's hard to do. Mm-hmm. And for a guy who has not been particularly sharp and accurate, he was good. Coach, I'm going to steal your thunder here. Bobby Houck is the Montana coach.
Okay.
And that's my coach of the week because and you know who almost pulled it off? Iowa State.
Northern Illinois.
Iowa. Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa.
Yeah, Northern Iowa almost. Knocked them off.
Northern Illinois did pull it off at Georgia Tech.
Yes. So, anyway, some teams that first week, you just don't really know sometimes what can happen. We'll take a break, come back. More Inside the Huddle, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has great service. He's your good neighbor after all, but did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruse Ogra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
This is Florida Gator Jeff Cardozo, and if you want free tickets to any UF sporting event, there is only one place to score them. Meldon Law is the only official personal injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, and they're giving away tickets to all the games. Just go to MeldonLaw.com or visit the Meldon Law Facebook page to enter for your chance to see a game down where the old Gators play. So if you bleed orange and blue, Meldon Law is the firm for you.
Life is full of steps. We learn to take small steps and big steps. We take steps toward adventure to discover what's next. At South State, helping you take each step is what inspires us to keep moving forward. So you can keep enjoying what's next in your life. This is banking at its best. This is banking forward.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF. And on your phone with the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
Visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up and start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. Not surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550. Call today, QC Kinetics at 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We are now going to give you our top four teams. This should be interesting. Brought to you by Radware Designs. Radware is a family-owned business that prides itself in excellent customer service while providing quality and affordable promotional products and customized apparel. All right, Shane, are your top four?
Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas A&M.
Those are mine.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
In that order, too. Yeah, in that order.
Oh, I had Bama, like everybody does, I guess. Until Ohio State loses, they're going to stay up there. Texas A&M. I put Georgia number four. I tell you what, when your offense doesn't score a touchdown in a ball game, I don't know how
good point.
How potent an offense you got there. But if we had a category for ugliest game of the week, unless you like defense, the Georgia-Clemson game was unbelievable. It would have been 3-3 without the pick six. And they may still be playing there trying to win that game if everybody was making their field goals. But anyway, that was one that the offensive coaches had a bad night, both of them on both sides.
Yeah. All right, by the way, if you want to get a call into Inside the Huddle on the Campus USA call-in line, you can call 392-8255. That's 392-8255, a question you might have for the head ball coach or for the Gator QB, Shane Matthews. All right, Coach, time for you now, your Chalk Talk. Brought to you by Meldon Law, with 50 years of experience, the only official law partner of the Florida Gators. Meldon Law won't back down. All right, here's Coach.
All right, thank you, Steve. I'm a little bit better prepared this week than I was last week, so let's get it going here. Okay, what we got? We've got Ohio State versus Minnesota. I think a lot of you probably watched that game. I think it was on Thursday night last week. And this was a defense that Minnesota's playing against Ohio State. Now, obviously, this defense, they call it quarters because it's like four guys straight across. And it's a good defense if the other team is running the ball. So what happens if the other team is running the ball? These guys can run up here. Both these safeties can run up here. And you got about nine guys up here to stop the run. But if the other team is going to block all these guys, this poor guy right here has to cover this guy all over the field. So what happened? Ohio State catches him in this coverage right here. This guy's a safety. He probably runs about 4.7 or something. This guy is the fastest guy Ohio State's got. He runs about 4.3, let's say. So the ball snapped. He gives this guy a little fake. Now we got all kind of protection here. One, two, three, four, five. We got seven guys blocking. And this guy, he's got to cover this guy on the corner and on a big old deep post over here. He's got him the whole field. And obviously he goes back. He hits him on the money. And the quarterback makes a little fake, takes his time, hits him over here. So the moral of the story is that the defensive coaches put this kid in a bad place. He has no chance to cover this guy. So it doesn't make sense. So I'm sure P.J. Fleck will talk to his defensive coach about that. Now, if this guy was standing back here, because this guy had nothing to do, it would be a lot better defense for these guys. But they had the defense called like this. So anyway, don't blame this guy. He did the best he could. The defensive coach, don't put a player in position where he cannot accomplish what you're asking him to do. So anyway, this was a great play for Ohio State and a bad defense call by Minnesota. That's the play of the week.
Great. All right, Coach. Thank you. Love his chalk talk. Brought to you by Meldon Law. All right, guys, I want to take you around college football the first week here. But I want to start with Florida. Look, sometimes, you know, fans call and say, hey, it was a great game. Why didn't we do this? Why didn't we do that? Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Grantham is known as an attacker, known as a blitzer. Some Gator fans thought they played soft, that they didn't come up and make plays on the ball. They completed a lot of short passes. You agree, Shane, with that criticism, if it is a criticism?
Well, you know, I think nowadays defenses, you want to be aggressive, but you have to be smart. You don't want to give up the big play. And I know fans – I feel like sometimes fans feel like the opposing team shouldn't complete a pass the entire game. It's not possible. And I know they get upset when we throw, you know, the opposing team throws hitches. We come up and tackle them for 6 or 7 yard gains. But in today's football, if a team has to drive 75, 80 yards, the odds are against them. Because something bad eventually is going to happen. You know, some bad throws, you get a holding call, a false start, or whatever. So I feel like that plays into what the defensive coordinator is thinking. I don't know. Coach knows better. He coached a long time against defensive coordinators. But here's the thing, Steve. Yeah, we can come play press coverage, but then you're going to get calls on your show when the team throws it over their heads for touchdowns. It's hard to play defense. It's hard to play cover guys these days.
That's true. I thought defensively we had a pretty good night. They didn't score until the fourth quarter?
Yeah, and the backups were in.
Yeah, so I thought it was a good, solid start for our defensive players, and Coach Grantham had a good plan, and I'm sure they'll have a good plan this week against South Florida. South Florida did not score last week against NC State, so if they score on us, they're doing better than they did last week, so hopefully we can hold those guys down.
But people have heard Coach say it many times. There's no perfect defense out there. There's a weakness to every defense. And so it's the offense's responsibility is to try to attack that weakness. And, you know, the other coaches get paid. They have good players on scholarship as well. So I don't know what people want. I don't know what they want us to do.
Coach, one thing Shane and I have talked about a lot is the fact that up front on defense, we didn't think Florida was stout enough, and I didn't think they were a year ago. But with those transfers, and they all played, didn't that defensive front look a little more stout, especially against the run?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought they played pretty well. How about you, Shane?
Yeah, the three defensive tackles, the two from Auburn and the one from Penn State, you know, I thought our interior defensive line last year was not very good, not SEC caliber. And what it did, I thought, the other night, and again, it was FAU, but it allowed Zach Carter, Bogle, Cox, the guys that are really athletic, they got a ton of sacks. And, you know, because Carter was playing as an interior guy last year out of position. But I think those three big guys will help us this year.
One of the things I want to do before I'm done is sit in the room with you two and watch a game and watch your reaction to what the quarterbacks do. I would love to do that because we watched Kentucky, Coach, last year. They had real trouble just throwing the football complete. and they get a transfer in from Penn State, Levis, and they, again, 1 week doesn't, but they look like the real deal. And then Tennessee, with a guy in Heupel who really runs nice offenses, and I know it's only 1 week, you don't rush to judgment, but the kid from Michigan, Milton, was not accurate at all. So it's kind of funny how some of these grad transfers, you know, it's only 1 week, some of these guys have worked out, and yet there's some guys with, you know, work to do.
Well, Kentucky's got a new offensive coach. You knew that. Some guy came from the LA Rams, so he's there with McVay. Seems like a lot of schools are doing that. South Carolina's got a guy that was with the Carolina Panthers, so he's down there also. But whether or not, wherever they come from, there's good coordinators that create plays that have chance for big gainers, 50-yard completions. And that's what I think you have to do nowadays. You have to hit those big passes, just like Alabama won the national championship by outscoring several teams last year, including us in the SEC championship game. So in the long run, those teams that can hit the big plays and obviously play, you know, good, solid defense will be the big winners.
Kentucky impressed me, and I know they didn't play, you know, a great opponent, but I think Stoops is very underrated. He's done a great job at Kentucky. He's gotten some guys drafted. They've always been stout up front. If you take away Georgia right now, Shane, who do you think is the most dangerous opponent Florida faces on the SEC schedule besides Alabama, too?
It's Kentucky.
Yeah.
We never play well there. I mean, we seriously should have lost the last 2 years we've played at Kentucky. That was the game where they decided not to cover two receivers, and then obviously Trask did his thing a couple years ago. But Stoops has been outstanding for Kentucky. They're always solid on defense. They just I wasn't joking. They really couldn't complete forward passes, and then they go get the guy from the Rams. And the difference is, you know, everybody has the same play, Steve. It's knowing how to coach it and when to call it. And they have a guy now that looks like he understands – where to throw the football. He's got a really good arm. But that guy, as Coach said, you know, it's either a touchdown or check down. You know, take shots or check it down. And I was impressed with what Kentucky did conceptually because I had never seen that as long as Stoops has been there.
Yeah, well, I like Mark Stoops. You know, I like all the Stoops brothers. And, in fact, Mike Stoops was the D coordinator at FAU the other night. And I thought they had a good plan as far as giving their guys a chance to be successful. Kentucky, since he's been there, do you think he has a winning record?
Probably not, but they've been somewhat competitive.
Oh,
for
yeah,
Kentucky.
They have. But it's always of interest to me when some people say this guy's done a really, really good job, and then there's other guys that have done a poor job that had a winning record. In fact, I was reading the paper today about the Chicago Bear coach, Nagy. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. He's got a winning record by about 10 games, and he's on the hot seat. And then the other guys all got losing records, you know, big-time losing records are on the hot seat. I'm trying to figure out, why is he on the hot seat? Man, he was like 28-20, something like that. I don't know. But anyway, if you ask me if a coach is any good or not, I sort of look at his record. Mm-hmm. You know, we are whatever our record says we are. Don't give me, well, I coached at Duke or I coached at Vanderbilt. Now, if you coach at Vandy, you're going to have a tough time having a winning record. But my homeboys of East Tennessee State beat Vandy Saturday. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Buccaneers of East Tennessee State, biggest. That might have been the first win over a Power Five in history.
Got a caller for us here. Let's get to Troy. Troy, welcome.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I have a question. Other than Tom Brady, if you're a coach of an NFL team right now, you could have any quarterback from the past or present, who would you want to run your offense?
Wow.
Well, Brady wouldn't even be my pick, believe it or not. Mine would be Pat Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I don't know who I would take right now, but obviously Mahomes is considered the best, I guess. Kyler Murray at Arizona, he runs around, makes plays. But I'm not sure who would be the guy. I would like to have a guy that could scramble a bit, but you don't have to be a runner all the time now. If you can avoid people a little bit and get it off the way Mahomes does, that's important. But there's a lot of good passers up there. Usually a lot of times it comes down to who's got the best people around him. If he's got protection, a bunch of really good receivers, coach, get guys open, those guys will usually play the best.
Okay, Troy?
Okay, gentlemen. It was an honor talking to you, and go Gators.
All right, Troy. Thank you. Aaron Rodgers, my guy. I love the way he slides his feet in the pocket. Mm-hmm. He slides his feet, buys, he doesn't scramble, run around. He just slides and slides and finds somebody.
And he's got, his release is sick. It is, and he can make all the throws look sure so easy.
We'll take a break, come back. Much more to come inside the huddle. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WYUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up. How do you decrease your company's turnover? Ask the friendly staff at Radware. Nothing says thank you like a Yeti-style insulated cup with your company name on the side or a pair of Costa sunglasses. When you want to make an impression, Radware is the place to go. Logoed sunglasses, mugs, water bottles, hats, shirts, umbrellas, pens, the list goes on and on. If you can think it, Radware can make it memorable. Locally owned and operated by UF grads, Radware is celebrating its 10-year anniversary. No one does promotional items and customized apparel like Radware. Visit them online today at RadwareDesigns.com.
Celebration Point is where Gators come to celebrate. With premium brands like Regal Cinemas, Bass Pro Shops, Nike, Le Macaron French Pastries, International Diamond Center, and Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Make your reservations today at SpurriersGridironGrill.com. We'll see you at Celebration Point, where Gators come to celebrate.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Life is full of steps. We learn to take small steps and big steps. We take steps toward adventure to discover what's next. At South State, helping you take each step is what inspires us to keep moving forward. So you can keep enjoying what's next in your life. This is banking at its best. This is banking forward.
WRUF Radio App. Your source for sports every second of every hour of every day. You are listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM. WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM. WRUF. And anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Time now for Games to Look For, brought to you by South State Bank. At South State Bank, we understand small businesses need a community business partner they can rely on. South State has four convenient Alachua County locations. South State Bank, banking forward, member FDIC. All right, some games we're going to look forward to here. Oregon, Ohio State.
Well, it's in the big horseshoe. I like Ohio State. Oregon didn't impress me the other day at all, and I don't see where everybody's giving them all this love.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ohio State is a team that will get better as the season progresses, and they should beat them in the big house there. No, I'm not the
horseshoe.
Big house.
The horseshoe.
Yep. The big house is Michigan, my bad.
You know, Tennessee, if they're going to go to a bowl, because I don't think they're going to do great in the SEC, you got to win these non-league games. They host Pittsburgh.
It's the Johnny Majors
game. Johnny
Majors
bowl.
It sure is. Yep.
I like Pitt. I like their quarterback. I think Narduzzi does a great job on defense. I just don't see Tennessee winning this game.
I like Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, I agree. I think Pittsburgh's got a good chance, but who knows? We'll have to wait and watch it.
Yep. All right, while I'm thinking about it here, let's go to Iowa at Iowa State. That's where College Game Day is going to be.
The game is in Ames?
In Ames.
That's a tough one. I'm going to pull the upset with the Hawkeyes. Maybe they'll play like they did last week.
I'll go with the home team, Iowa State. You know, Iowa had a big win. They got two pick sixes by the same guy. He had to be the defensive player of the year, of the week, last week. But they're still, Iowa, I don't know how well they throw the ball around.
Not good, Coach.
Not very good. So maybe Iowa State at home. And how did Iowa State do last week?
They only won 16-10.
Yeah, they had
beat Northern Iowa.
Had an ugly game.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll get better this week.
Well, maybe I'm going to take the home team just because maybe they were looking ahead.
Yeah.
You know, but Iowa was very impressive in what they did. Okay, let's go some other ones here. Texas, Arkansas, at Arkansas. Southwest Conference.
Yeah, no doubt. I heard this is Arkansas's first sellout in several years. Should be entertaining. Arkansas's two best defenders had targeting calls, Bumper Poole and the Grant Morgan kid, so they got to miss some time. And I'm just going to go with a guy that knows offense. I got to go with Sarkisian.
Me too.
Yeah, I'll go with Texas a little bit. Probably be a close game, though. But I think Texas maybe can score a little bit more in Arkansas.
NC State, Mississippi State.
Oh, this is NC State looked pretty good against a bad South Florida team. And then Mississippi State sputtered around against La Tech. This game in Stark Vegas?
Yep.
I'm gonna figure out – I guess Leach is going to figure out a way to win it again.
Yeah, I tell you what, they had a lot of bad plays early in that game last week, but obviously second half came from, 20-point deficit to win it. So I'll go with Mississippi State. I think they got a lot of good players there, and they are at home, so should be a heck of a game.
Last couple. Missouri-Kentucky, an SEC game this week at Lexington.
I like the Wildcats at home. I think this is a game that they can kind of make a statement.
I'm going to take Kentucky also, and I think if Mark Stoops wins this, he'll be a winning coach, correct?
Yeah.
He's at 500 now.
He's 50-50 at Kentucky.
Yeah, I was wrong. I thought he was one or two under, but he got even last week. So he can be on the winning side if he wins that one this week.
And lastly, Washington, Michigan.
Ooh. Washington's coming off a terrible loss. Michigan lost one of their skill guys, right?
Yep, for the year.
Man, I'm going to say Washington's going to pull the upset here.
Is that game at Washington?
At the Big House.
Oh, it's
the
Big House.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going Michigan.
Me too.
I'm believing the crowd's going to help them win this game.
And real quick, Utah, BYU.
Ooh.
At BYU.
I'm going to go with Utah because BYU doesn't have Zach Wilson anymore.
Yeah, it's probably a good pick. Utah is sort of an outside pick to win Pac-12 out there, or especially their division. So I'll go with Utah.
Okay, I'm going to go with BYU because they're home. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up Inside the Huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Can't find the new car or truck you want? No worries. Introducing Your Way Express Ordering from Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. Now get your new Chevy in your color with your options. All it takes is a quick visit to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet or a few clicks at GainesvilleChevy.com. Shopping pre-owned? We've got them. All the most popular models, plus certified pre-owned Chevys with 6-year, 100,000-mile warranties. So don't compromise. Get the newer pre-owned Chevy you want the way you want it. Now at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet North Main Street and at GainesvilleChevy.com.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
How do you decrease your company's turnover? Ask the friendly staff at Radware. Nothing says thank you like a Yeti-style insulated cup with your company name on the side or a pair of Costa sunglasses. When you want to make an impression, Radware is the place to go. Logoed sunglasses, mugs, water bottles, hats, shirts, umbrellas, pens, the list goes on and on. If you can think it, Radware can make it memorable. Locally owned and operated by UF grads, Radware is celebrating its 10-year anniversary. No one does promotional items and customized apparel like Radware. Visit them online today at RadwareDesigns.com.
Crime Prevention Security Systems has provided security and life safety to families and businesses in Gainesville and surrounding areas since 1975. Their mobile app makes security and home automation easy to use and affordable. With fast access to lighting control, doorbell cameras, and thermostats, crime prevention is security and so much more. Contact them today, 352-376-1499 or cpss.net.
Tailgate with Jeff Cardozo and Pat Dooley. Weekday afternoons at 4 right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and on your phone with the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, no insurance is no problem, and Titan MRI has same-day scheduling available. Call them up and start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics. For as long-lasting relief, not surgery, drugs, or downtime, schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics. That's 352-400-4550. Call today, QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Coach, I know I've always quoted you because you have always said there's only X amount of times you play in the swamp. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, during the year is all the times you play. And I know Coach Mullen yesterday was saying this, you know, in-state game, a chance for the fans in Tampa and all that. But, look, how do you tell your team, Shane, after USF gets – you know, pasted pretty good to, you know, focus in here before you play Alabama and not look ahead?
Well, Coach would know better than me, but I feel like this is a week where, you know, if you're a starter, you want to go out and play well, but this is where the other guys that wake up at 5 a.m., do all the stadium runs, all that, this is a kind of game, if you play the way you're capable of playing, those kids should get some playing time.
Most important game of every season is the next game. And Coach Mullen and all the coaches know that. And hopefully the talk about Alabama would be all of us on the outside looking in. And they don't need to worry about Alabama this week. And South Florida, you know, anybody's almost capable. The ball bounces their way, block a kick or something happens. But still, you want your team to improve every game as you go. So we need to go down there and beat them as good as we can, and then put it behind us and get ready for the next game.
Did you ever have to talk to your team about looking ahead? Did you ever see in practice maybe where they weren't sharp and you had to talk to them about that at all?
A lot of our guys probably didn't even look at the schedule, did they? But I tell you what, no, I put the schedule on the board. I put it on the board of the meeting room, and we all knew who was coming, but we really always tried to emphasize the next game is the most important game. We got to get better, improve here, there, and the other. And if we do that, we'll be ready for the bigger games.
Last minute. I think what's been overlooked here is how well Florida ran the ball. I mean, that was a dynamic run game, not just from the quarterbacks, but, you know, all the running backs played. If you're going to, like you said, Coach, you run for 400 yards a game, you're going to win a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you can run for 400 every week, but, yeah, I mean, that's what we've been talking about all summer long.
Yes.
It was not going to be what you saw last year with Kyle Trask at the helm. These are two running-type quarterbacks, got a great running backs, and complete a few balls here and there, you can have a good offense.
You know, that could be a school record. Anthony Richardson ran, I think he averaged about 23 yards per carry. Didn't he run for 120-something?
He had 7 carries for 160 yards and averaged 23 a carry.
23 a carry, yeah. That might be a school record for.
Do you have to have a certain amount of attempts for
I
a school record?
I think you'd have to have more than 2 or something.
But, yeah.
Yeah, 23-yard average. That's pretty good.
And normally, Emory Jones ran for 7 yards a carry. That's pretty good.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and Malik Davis had 7 yards a carry, too. Pierce had 5 yards a carry, so it was good. All right. Next week, we're going to talk about this South Florida game and see what the Gators do. And then the one that everybody is looking forward to, Alabama coming to town. They have, on paper, a game similar to what Florida has this week. But obviously, we will see what they do and get you ready for that. About 30 seconds each. Is LSU in trouble?
I think they are, Steve. I think Coach O, I've never been a big fan of him as a head coach. You know, I know he delegates things, but they got 2 coordinators. They didn't look like a well-oiled machine. I know they went through a lot of adversity, but I think LSU's in trouble this year.
They could be, yeah. It's still a long way to go, but, yeah, they did not look like a really good team, and I don't know if they're playing in Baton Rouge this week or not. Is the hurricane and the flood?
Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be a home game against McNeese.
Uh-huh.
So, all right. Okay. Well, guys, thank you, as always, and we appreciate you listening to Inside the Huddle. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Sports Scene is next. We'll take your calls and talk sports. You're listening to ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle, live from Coach's Podcasting Room at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill in Celebration Point. If you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Joint Pain Relief, 352-400-4550.